important is it when you get a guy like Nate come in, a new guy, to build a relationship between you and the receiver? How do you go about that, and how is that progressing?
Yeah, I mean, that's very important, obviously. You know, Nate's done a great job of being involved in our off-season program, so it's not like the first time I get to see him or get to throw with him is going to be in training camp. And, you know, he's trying to learn our offense, learn our system, and the guys that have been here are helping him with that. And it's been really smooth. He's got a lot of talent. He's a good player. And, you know, we're still working on that get-to-know-each-other thing. And but I would say right now it feels pretty good. You know, I feel like we're going to have a good year and that he's going to be productive for us. And I'm happy that we have him.
How much better are you asking after this mini-camp? Just here, really. How much better is your...
Yeah, it's good. I understand him. But, you know, I miss him from time to time on stuff. And, you know, kind of look at each other. We don't really have to say it. It's just, you know, we're not far off. We're getting there. And having him out here really helps our offense. You know, a lot was said by Coach Holmgren about how the defense was, you know, taking it to us early in this camp. And, you know, not having him out there made it tougher. You know, so having him back, I feel like it's a big part of the reason why we've been more successful.
Have you noticed a difference, Matt, in the defense this year?
Yeah, I mean, there's obviously, you know, with Leroy and Lofa, those guys are a year more experienced, and they're playing a lot better. And then having Julian over there is a different kind of guy. We've never really had a guy like that. He's got his kind of versatility. He can do a lot of different things. And, you know, with Kelly out there now, he's new, and so he's playing a different style of technique. You know, he's a good player. He's learning, and it's just a little bit different. But I'd say more than anything, I just notice how much faster our defense seems to be.
Matt, how do you think what you've been able to accomplish this year as opposed to last year? So much was made of a lot of the positive chemistry that was established and carried through the whole season. It was all about what started in minicamp and carried through. Did you see a lot of that this year?
Yeah. I mean, to me, it's just pretty simple. You just try to be the best teammate you can be. And and sometimes on a team, there's a lot of guys. You get guys that aren't being good teammates, and that's annoying, and sometimes it can kind of divide a team. I think what we've learned is a lot of our success last year was due to the fact that guys were good teammates, and now when someone does something outside the box of that, you know, people call them on it right away, and you know, hey, it's not going to get it done. You know, it's understood now. We don't let things slide like we used to, and we've got a good locker room, a good group of guys who get that and understand it and believe in that.
You notice, Matt, a big difference in Peter Warwick now that his knee's better, he's healthy, able to move a lot better. Have you noticed that?
Yeah, I think the biggest thing with P-Dub is that, you know, he doesn't seem to be thinking as much. You know, when he first got here, this is a totally different offense than he'd been in, and things were kind of foreign to him, and he was just seemed like he was thinking a lot, and now he's out there just playing, being a playmaker, making plays, and he's got a lot of ability. So having him on the field, I think, is going to be pretty exciting this year. He can do some stuff for us.
Man, I know you probably never leave this completely behind, but is it nice and is it important to kind of get a break before you have to gear back up for training camp?
Yeah, I don't know. For players, you know, we're off, we're out of here, but this is for me, I think this is a very important time to be in shape, get in shape, you know, especially throwing the ball, because training camp's the toughest thing we do. You know, physically we throw twice a day. You know, the workouts are much more demanding, much more physical. So, you know, I realize the coaches are all going on vacation, but the players, we're gearing up now. This is you know, the final preparations for what hopefully is a really long season. So, if anything, I feel like it kicks into higher gear right now, a little bit more things to be done.
Do you feel the effects of it being a longer season last year than ever before?
Yeah, I think not so much the long season, but the short off season. You know, that was very clear to me. But I'm not complaining.
Matt, you notice?
It seems like Holmgren's been on Seneca a little more this summer than he was the last summer. What does that sort of symbolize? Does it kind of call him out a little more?
Well, I mean, I think a lot's expected of the number two quarterback, and you know, coaches that I've been around, when they're coaching you and yelling at you and getting on you, it's because they like you and they're expecting a lot out of you. And so I think a lot more is expected out of Seneca than maybe in the past, because you know, how we feel about him, how our team feels about him, and the kind of ability that he has, and you know, hopefully he never has to play, but you know, more than likely he's going to have to come in and play for us. And And I think he'll do a great job, but it's just, it's a tough position playing quarterback, and you get criticized a lot, sometimes publicly, sometimes, you know, in your meeting room, but it's just part of the job, and you got to try to handle it.
Do you guys notice when Paul Allen comes out to practice?
Yeah, of course.
And how does that affect you? Are you, do you guys take it into mind? Or?
Hey, I don't loaf at all, man. I'm working hard. I see the owner out here. It's time to work, for sure. You know? And I think it's great. You know, I think we all have a lot of pride for playing for this team, and there's special. I think there's special memories now between even the players and the fans and Mr. Allen. Just I think of the NFC Championship game when he was waving the flag. I mean, it's kind of like a moment in history. You know, or talking to him after big wins this year, even after some tough losses, or seeing him at the post game Super Bowl party. You know, playing in his band. It's like kind of a rock star, he's got, he's living the life, so it's good to see him around, and I know that he's probably excited for our season like we are, and just a lot of pride in the Seahawks organization right now. It's a good time.
What does that mean to a team to have an owner that seems to be that into the team and not just figure it out?
I don't know. I just know I'm really happy to be here and to be on this team, and I think he's done a great job. I think everybody's really done a good job to get us to this point. There was a time when we weren't very good, and it's been a lot of hard work to get us here, some tough decisions and stuff like that, and it's working out. We got the thing rolling, and we're just going to try to keep it going.
Any big plans, Matt, before Cheney?
Got some plans. A lot of plans. A lot to do. A couple weddings, that kind of stuff. All the normal stuff. Disney World.
Okay.
Yeah. All the good stuff, Tacoma.
St. Marks down Tacoma.
Yeah, see True and Sando. That's about all the people I know from Tacoma, right? Okay, my bad. Sorry, Mike. Sorry.
He lives in the lake.
Okay. All right. Yeah. No, I'm sure. Hey, yeah. No, I don't know. I'll get some plans.
So, 253, man.
253. That's right. 253.